it was exciting really, because the farmer found the land bar and in the field when he was fetching his cows in the early morning and didn't know what it was. And at that time I didn't know what it was, and no one connected with the police force did, because nobody that we'd had none before. They were one of the first backs that were dropped. Well, this thing was as long as this room, and it looked massive, you see. And of course we had to get the army to investigate it and all that, and when they arrived they didn't know what it was. But naturally there were experts that came and they approached it with caution, and then we all had a bit of a laugh after, because we were told to keep a mile away from it, and yet we'd all been down to it to have a look.
Yeah.
Well, I was ordered to sort of warn all the people in the vicinity that lived within, say, 300 or 400 yards to open all the doors and windows, because this thing was going to be exploding in the afternoon. Well, this is one of the incidents, you know, that really interested me. And they came along, and there was several policemen and other people about there. We were told to get into the farmyard that wasn't far off and get behind the haystacks. It was going to blow this thing up. Well, this expert, army expert, he went down to it with his pair of knickers and pair of shorts and a jersey, and pair of running slippers. And he went down to it with a sort of handbag with his kit in to do the job, and he walked down to it, you know, quietly, because we were told that the least little bit of vibration or anything would send this thing off. Well, lo and behold, he was nearly ready to send it off when there were several Targa Moth planes from Desford, you know, it was a learner station, were flying around. They used to do that, you know, learners in the daytime, and about the time he was going to send this thing off, he had to stop and told us, well, he didn't tell me, but he told somebody belonging to the police force to ring Desford Aerodrome and tell him to fetch the planes in, because he didn't send it off. We had to wait till they'd done that, and then they blew it up. And the nose cone was bigger than that fireplace actually, but it was like the end of the old fashioned copper, and it blew. It went as far as Elmsthorpe.
What bit?
No, piece, one piece, the nose, it was like zinc copper, the end of it, as big round as that. And it finished up in the greenhouse, went through a chap's greenhouse, the Elmsthorpe. Well, of course, there was a hue and cry over that, because they didn't know what it was, and we didn't, we'd never seen one before, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.